It is a school news podcast here on MPS Voices and the MPS Voices YouTube channel, which is recently launched. And of course, as a reminder, we are putting all of our content, most of our content, I shouldn't say all of it. Some of it's not going to be able to go on YouTube, but we're going to be putting most of our content on our MPS Voices YouTube channel as well. So like, subscribe to what we're doing on YouTube as well. This is a really fun and exciting conversation I'm going to have with this man that you can see on the screen if you're watching us on YouTube. And for our listening audience, we have Mr. Nick Tuckner on the line with me. And Nick is our new sports director here at MPS Voices. I'm really excited to have him on board. We're going to be expanding the sports department here at MPS Voices to cover all sports at Minneapolis Public Schools. And so Nick is here. How are you, man? It's great to have you here. Welcome aboard. We're going to talk about all the fun things that you're going to have in store for us. How are you?
Not bad at all, buddy. It's great to be here with you. And yeah, I mean, the first couple of days, you know, it's been a kind of a holiday shortened week, but you know, we've really seemingly hit the ground running. It's been a lot of training, obviously, this first week, you know, getting through, you know, some of the MPS protocol stuff that, you know, you kind of have to do. I mean, coming in from, you know, a little, you know, small town radio station and coming into a public school system, it's a totally different beast. So the first week, a lot of, you know, the clerical stuff, as you might say, but getting to meet a lot of my coworkers, being a part of my first staff meeting was really fun. And just to even getting to meet some of my coworkers that way was a blast. And it was hard to, you know, kind of keep the smile off my face during the meeting, because, you know, I haven't had too many of those in my career where, you know, you kind of get together, put your heads together and talk a little bit about what you're doing. So that was fun. But it's been a blur, honestly, Manny. The first 72 hours has been nothing short of flying by the seat of your pants, but I wouldn't expect anything else. I've done that before in my 22-year career in radio and covering kids. So this is nothing new. The whole idea and concept is, but it's something I'm really excited about. And just being able to be here in the Minneapolis Public School District, you know, the biggest public school district in the state, and to be able to serve this district, I'm more than honored to just be part of this.
Let's get into your background a little bit. You mentioned the 22 years of broadcasting and covering high school sports in your hometown of Hastings at KDWA Radio for so long. And just tell the listeners a little bit about that experience, everything that you did, and how those 22 years are going to be incorporated to what we're going to be doing here at MPS Voices.
Well, we don't have enough time to kind of tell you everything, but 22 years, it's a long time, even in your own hometown. But, you know, I was born and raised in Hastings and grew up there. I was a Raider myself and came through all the programs. You know, I played soccer, hockey, baseball, and golf, played four sports, you know, got to know a lot of the coaches, you know, when I was in high school that I eventually ended up working with at KDWA. And that made that transition so easy for me, because I already had those networks kind of laid for me already, because there were already people I knew. You know, athletic director Tom Johnson, I knew him. He was my athletic director when I graduated. Same with Don Miller before him. I knew those folks very well, and it made a lot of things easy for me to kind of go from student to broadcaster, if you will. You got to get, you know, trust in your ADs. I mean, that's the one thing that I've kind of stressed even since I've come here is, you know, you get your trust in your ADs. The coaches follow, the kids follow, and the fans will always be there. They just want something to cheer about, cheer for, a place to do it. And that's kind of what we are at MPS Voices. We're going to be that catalyst to get people, you know, that type of information and excitement out to everybody. And we did that in Hastings for a long time. And, you know, over 22 years, I'm very, 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 very proud of the things I was able to accomplish at KDWA for the community of Hastings, for the school district, and beyond. It was just terrific. I was able to broadcast, if you're going to say play by play, you know, of almost any and every team sport you can think of that you can do some sort of radio play by play. Now, radio as opposed to video, you know, you're kind of painting that picture. I mean, so, you know, if you don't have video like swimming or tennis or golf or something, that's going to be really tough to, you know, just broadcast on the radio. So I don't have a lot of experience doing that per se, But the football, soccer, hockey, basketball, softball, baseball, lacrosse, even wrestling. You go down the line of these sports. I've had the opportunity to actually broadcast every single one of those sports in numerous times and really feel comfortable doing it. So the play-by-play part of it is kind of like I've always said in my work, the icing on the cake. For me, the best part about it is working with the actual kids, the community, the coaches, the ADs. That part of it's fun because once you get the buy-in from all of the interested stakeholders, I guess is the best way you could put it. When you get the trust of everybody and you can just go out and do your job, that's when things shine. And I know that's maybe not going to happen right away, but with buy-in from the community and from, of course, the athletic directors themselves and the coaches to follow, we could really hit the ground running and make this thing special fast, similar to what we did in Hastings. It didn't take us long, Manny, in Hastings to develop what we were able to at KDWA. And even in the Southwest or Southeast Metro, in a city of 22,000 people, we really got a following, not just in Hastings and Prescott, Wisconsin, across the river, but really across the entire metro area. I mean, you look at our Twitter feed, and you got the folks from the big media in the cities that are following you and getting updates. And I mean, you really did a great job of letting people know that we're a trusted media source. And when you want to come for Hastings or Prescott sports, you're going to come to us, and that's what they did. And we're going to do the same thing here. And I might it might sound I'd always say cocky or arrogant coming off but I did it for 22 years. And I did it, every single day of every single month of every single year. I lived it. I breathed that everything I did revolved around my work and my job. And that was a good thing because I stayed plugged into my community. And I'll tell you what, a city of 22,000 is compared to 450,000. That's a big jump in trying to get the trust of that many people. So I know I got a lot of work cut out for me, but I'm just so excited to, first of all, hopefully, the week after Thanksgiving, get to meet some of the athletic directors and really sit down with them and kind of, give them my mission statement, so to speak. And then from there, go to the coaches and then eventually to the kids. And then, we're going to be doing podcasts with coaches and kids and have these student spotlights and things like this that are really exciting. We got to shine the light, Manny, on the good things our kids do. Kids, no matter what the community or where they're at, sometimes get a bad rap because, oh, they're just kids, they're troublemakers or this and that. That's not true. And then I found that out through 22 years too, that every kid's got a story to tell, but sometimes they can't tell their own story, Manny. They live it, right? So you need somebody that can tell that story for you. And that's something that I've enjoyed doing in my time in Hastings. And like I said, I just want to bring it here to Minneapolis and hopefully get adopted the same way that I was in my own hometown.
Let's talk about the students too, because I think one of the things that really excites me about where we're headed with the sports department is that we're going to have, I think, an opportunity to not only, highlight the great stuff that the student athletes are doing, but also give some of the students that are not student athletes opportunities to, connect with their colleagues, so to speak, on the broadcasting side of this. We're going to be putting students on this platform, this NPS Voices platform, to broadcast some of their games. So that opportunity is definitely going to be there. What does that mean for you the fact that we're going to have that opportunity to give these kids a chance to broadcast some of these games and do basically something that you have been doing for 22 years?
Well, you can go even further back now. Now we're going to go even further back. You ask me why, working with the actual students and letting them do the work means so much to me. Now, to make a long story longer, I took the AV, they called it kind of an AV class, kind of broadcast journalism in high school, where we had, 20 or so kids that, you had to kind of be referred into this class, to because you had to take it seriously. You're going to be reporting on schools. Things and every day during the week, Monday through Friday, we were responsible to put forth a video of, basically a whole news broadcast. We'd have some top stories, some sports stuff, some student interest stuff, and then wrap it up at the end with one of the kids' favorite songs or something, right? And then the credits roll, and they put everything together. Okay, so I took that class my junior year, first semester, and after I was done with that class, and I was signing up for second semester classes, I had taken a study hall. And that study hall ended up being the same hour as the AV or broadcast journalism class was my junior in high school. And I said, I didn't know you could audit classes. You know, if you already taken them, you don't want to take a study hall. You know, back in Hastings, you could audit a class and just take it again for fun. And I never would have, you know, told my mom and dad when I was in second grade, like if you had a chance to take a class and you wouldn't get any credit for it, would you take it? I would have laughed at them. And you know, here I am, my junior year, going, all right, I don't need a study hall. I just want to take that class again because I had so much fun. And that entailed the same thing we're going to be doing with kids, and a little bit different basis. Now, back that was late 90s. We're still working with VHS tapes and hard editing and things like that that we don't necessarily go through nowadays. You know, something that would have taken us maybe a whole class period to put together back in 1998, you know, now would take us, you know, 15 minutes with digital editing and things like that, right? So it's a lot different than what it was, but it's the same concept. And I had so much fun in that class. So I again, fast forward to the next year, I'm a senior, and I went into my counselor and I begged her. I said, Mrs. Anderson, I really want to take that class again. And she's like, well, you took it, you audited it, you know, did you just want to teach it this time? And I said, well, actually, yeah, I do. You know, so my senior year, first semester, I audited again, didn't take a study hall, took the class again. And there was times where the late Mr. Jeff Shellstead, our teacher at the time, would have something else to do. He was still the head girls hockey coach at the time. So if he could get a lineup done, you know, during a class he was supposed to be teaching, he would let me go up and kind of tell people because I've taken the class twice and I already know kind of how to do it. So here I was, a 17-year-old kid teaching some of the seniors, you know, in my class, and you know how to do different things. And if anybody had a question, it wasn't necessarily let's go talk to Mr. Shellstead. It was, hey, let's go ask Tuck what's going on. You know, Tuck's done this before. And I became a sounding board for a lot of the kids. So again, going back to that, I had so much fun with that.
Yeah.
And you flash forward 25 years, and this opportunity comes up. And I keep telling anybody that'll listen, that there's some divine intervention somewhere down the line because of how things stacked up. And when I left Hastings and that time, and then this job opening up, and me having the confidence to say, now I've been in a place, you know, I've been in my little blankie for 22 years. Just, you know, I got to get outside my comfort zone and try something. And when it came to be not just doing day-to-day interviews and podcasts and things like that, play by play, the allure of being able to be that kind of teacher again, like you were before, and get these kids feeling the same way we did back then. And we knew, and you and I talked about this earlier in the week, Manny, over lunch or whatever, that, you know, we knew, you and I both knew when we were 15, 16, what we wanted to do, what we wanted to get into. And I what I want with MPS Voices is to find those kids. Find those kids, because there is Nick Tuckners, there is Manny Hills that are out there that are 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, and they don't have any clue as to where to start the process. And, you know, for some kids, it might not take a 4-year college. For some kids, it might not take any college if you're really good, let's be honest. But to have a way to get your foot in the door in a high school is something that people in college and are graduating and looking for jobs only dream of. So the unique opportunity that these children are going to have, and to have, you know, people like you and I and the others that work here, that, you know, combined work experience. I mean, you look at some of these people that, you know, have been around the block a time or two, that are on our staff, that have seen and gone through a lot of these things that the kids would never even anticipate running into at their disposal to let them, you know, start their career in a way that they never thought possible. And I never thought that something like this would be possible. But when MPS Voices found me and vice versa, it seemed like that the marriage was already made, and I kind of had a pretty good inkling as to what we wanted to do. So make a long story longer, Manny, it goes back to when I was in high school and literally, you know, teaching a class to my peers, and they would come to me, and I would be able to help them, assist them. And now that I get to do it at a more grandiose level and have this legitimately be part of my job and my career, this is something that is just, you can't measure how excited I am, and genuinely honored to be part of it.
Let's talk a little bit about the podcast that you're going to be doing as well. You're still working on a name for it, certainly, but I'm excited about this opportunity for you and for what you're going to bring to it. What do you see this podcast sort of looking like from a content standpoint, from a format standpoint? Because it feels like, from my viewpoint as sort of the overseer of MPS Voices, I think there's a lot of possibilities with it, a lot of different directions it can go. But in your mind, what do you see as sort of a key or a sticking point of what this podcast is going to look like? Because there's a lot of different directions that can go with it.
Well, again, bringing some of my past experience in and things that worked really well in the Southeast Metro. One thing that really did work well was something that, we only could really plug in, because when you're talking about a for-profit station that's ad-driven all the time, you have people that buy certain times and certain spots. So our Hastings coaches show and our Prescott coaches show for each community was a half hour long program where we would go on site to one of the restaurants in town and have a cup of coffee with the coaches and a couple of kids and talk about the last couple of games, preview what's coming up. And then you turn the kids loose. And that's the fun part. You take that break maybe, and you get a minute break or whatever to regroup, and you see the kids kind of go green for a second there, like, oh my gosh, I gotta put this thing on. And the thing that's always fun for guys like you and I, Manny, is those moments when those kids go green on you and you go, look, the first time you do this, it might be a little bit scary, but when you're done, you're gonna be begging to do it again and again and again, and you get hooked. And every time you see the media guys there, it's like, hey, let's go talk to them. And that's kind of what we want. So the coaches show concept that we had done in Hastings is maybe a fair outline, Manny, to how I want to kind of start things. I mean, sometimes, like we did in Hastings, sometimes it would just be, me and a coach, or maybe me and a couple coaches doing a round table. I remember a long time ago, watching something that you did where you brought, coaches in, and you guys had a round table, and you brought like a girls' softball coach, a boys' hockey coach, a girls' soccer coach, and a cross-country coach all on the same table. And you bring them in, and like in the summer or something, and you talk about, what's ailing you guys as coaches right now? What can we do to help you guys as coaches? What can kids do to help the coaches? You get into, little stories like that maybe. But usually during the active seasons, Manny, the best thing that I can say that we can do is to stay on time and on task. If you have a basketball game that, you got North and Patrick Henry, or, Camden now, playing against each other in a big Friday night basketball game. And, we'll have our podcast earlier on in the week. Well, you want to talk with coach about what happened in the two games before that, maybe what's gone down this season. Hey, so and so is leading the league in assists right now. What does he bring to the game? Dishing dimes everywhere throughout doing stuff like that. I mean, that's the fun part. And sometimes it's just me and a coach because we have so much stuff to talk about. Sometimes when we have the kids and we have the time to bring the kids in and find out what's in their head, we do that too. Because honestly, everybody that listens, they're listening to the kids. They're not listening to the coaches. They're not listening to Manny or me. They're listening for their kids, their friends, their boyfriends, girlfriends, significant others, whatever it might be. That's who they're listening for. So you just want to be the catalyst to get that word out, and the coaches show concept in Hastings was fantastic. So to give you just kind of an outline, it would be something similar, I think, Manny, to what we did in Hastings with the coaches show. Try to keep it, 20, 25 minutes or so. Get a good rundown of what we want. Sometimes we might have three, four stories we want to tackle in one podcast. You got the girls' basketball game, the boys' basketball game. Coach Dietzick's got a big hockey game coming up here in sections. Well, wait, no, we got, this gymnastics team's just ripping it up. We got to get them in too. So sometimes we might have a potpourri where we got all these coaches just checking in quick to, hey, here's what's going on this week. You want to have fun, at Edison this week? Guess what? Here's what's coming up, and it's going to be a blast. Let's tell you about it, and try to, make sure we do it not just with purpose, but with a little bit of vigor, Manny. You've known me long enough, on and off the field of play, to know that What you get from me is what you get from me. And what you see right now is what you're going to get. I'm outward. I love to chat. I love to talk. I don't like to shush much when I put the headset and mic on when I'm on a game. I always tell people, for years, I rarely had a color commentator with me, an analyst. I'd have a football analyst once in a while. Sometimes a hockey parent or a basketball parent would try to jump in with me or whatever. But, other than that, I had to find ways to fill time, and I think my personality really blends in well with sports broadcasting and doing just that. You're not going to have boredom, I'll tell you that, during a baseball game or something when you think that you could kind of get carried away telling stories. And no, we'll do that, but we're also going to make sure we get into the action and have as just much fun with the action as we do telling some stories too of old and whatever as the years go along. So yeah, it's going to be really, really cool to see how this all formulates and comes to. And at first it might look one way, and by next spring or whatever, it could look a whole different way. And that's the one thing we want to hear from students, staff, fans, parents, family. We would love to hear suggestions. Radio and TV and media, it's an idea driven business, period. And you need ideas. And that's why we get together and have, Tuesday staff meetings and throw those ideas out there to everybody. And that's what I love. Staff meetings are going to get along with me here because I'm probably going to write down a whole notebook. Okay, how about that? They're just going to mute me finally and say, all right, Tuck, that's enough. We got it. You got some things you want to do this week. Let's go. Like I said before, that excitement won't wane. I have a motor that not many guys at my age have, and I'm proud to say that. And the one thing that fuels me is kids playing sports and the coaches and their experiences. And let's be honest, as a media guy in high school athletics, you get to know these coaches a lot better than, maybe Michael Grady could get to know like Chris Finch or, something like that. You really understand that the coaches have a human life outside of being a coach, and you're all moms or dads or husbands or wives, and we all get it. And when you start to get, like I said earlier on in this too, Manny, the relationships and the buy-in, and once that starts to flow and this all feels like family, and every time you walk into one of the seven schools, you're welcomed in with open arms and they realize why you're here. You said it, man, possibilities are endless, and I'm just excited to get it fired up.
Well, I, for one, as executive producer of MPS Voices, I'm excited to have you on board. I know you are a very hard worker, and you're very dedicated to what you have done so far in your career, and the endless possibilities. I'm just pumped to have you on board and what things are going to look like. And obviously, we're going to be collaborating on a lot of different things. We'll probably be doing some broadcasts of games together. For sure, because we're both sports nuts anyway, and we both have a background, you more extensively than I do in terms of covering high school sports, but I've dabbled in that in my broadcasting career as well. So I love high school sports. It's going to be a lot of fun, and getting the kids on to do some of that stuff too is going to be so huge. And so I'm excited. I know you're excited, and I hope you, the listeners and viewers of MPS Voices, are excited as well. He is Nick Tuckner, our new sports director here at MPS Voices. Be on the lookout, mpsvoices.com. Listen to the live stream and check this YouTube channel as well for all the exciting content that we have in store for you for the rest of this school year and beyond as well. Tuck, great stuff, and we appreciate the time.
We'll talk soon, pal. Thank you.